And we're talking to Christian, our special guest, who is now free at last from the medical industrial complex. All right, so you're telling the audience what happened when you mentioned to me that I needed to take care of your daughter as well.
I said, Dr. Daniels, I need you to do both of us. And you said, no, the way that I do this is I'd like to do you first, and then after, you know, you're my patient, and then I'll do her after. And I said, no, you don't understand. I said, you know, both of us have a lot of issues. We're on this path together. I need you to see her, too. And you said, no. I said, no, you have to understand something. And I was pleading with you. I said, she hasn't had her period in about a year and a half. Since she got her period, it's been erratic. It's come, it's gone. I said, but it's been gone. I said, and no one can bring it back. And we had done clay. We did all these things. Nothing was bringing it back, and she was really getting upset about it. She thought she was never going to have children. What was going on with her body? She had zero sex drive. She was this young girl, and everything was wrong. And I said, please, I promise you, I need you to do us together because she has to get her period back. And you finally conceded, and you said, okay, fine, I'll do it. And I
now, let me tell you why I did that, because I had worked with the Pryor family, and so the father wanted to sign up for him, and then, okay, the mother, and then the daughter, and it was just a terrible thing, because each person needed something different, and each person would say, hey, I'm doing this, that person's doing that, how come we can't do the same thing? And what happened was the husband was making excellent progress, and then it just, everything fell apart, and it was just like herding cats. I said, I will never do this again because, you know, it just didn't turn out right. So with you, what I finally said is, okay, look, this is what we have to do. You have to get two separate programs, one for you, one for your daughter, and she has to have her separate appointment time. And that's why I did that, because I had tried it before where I would kind of just help the family as a group, and it's like, no. Because everyone has a different problem.
Yes, and that's one of the things you said to me. You said, it's got to be separate, and, you know, in order for me to do this. So we had separate appointments. You had us doing completely different things.
Yes.
We're trying to begin her period, stop mine.
That's right.
So, you know, I'm eating meat. She's not eating meat. I'm eating meat. It's throughout this whole process, it's been very different for both of us as far as diet. But we, you know, starting into this, we kind of said, okay, you know, my health issue is my health issue, and your health issue is your health issue, and that's also one of the things I learned about you in the beginning was, you know, this is not, you didn't have this sort of one size fits all. Oh, okay, just like that one lady said, oh, everybody take clay, and you're going to be better, and that was really her program, and she didn't really sway from that, and your program was very different each week. It was, mine was being tweaked one way, and hers was being tweaked another way. And I don't think it took much longer than, I think it was 3 months, and you might remember before I do, but I thought it was 3 months. And, well, first you said to her she needs to put on at least a certain amount of weight. Her weight was under from eating wrong. We were eating everything wrong. That was part of the problem. And her period came back after 3 months, and it's been, ever since we were with you, it's been there ever since. So this is a period that came and went, and really more went than came for a long time. So you've gotten her very regular, and she too continues. Both of us are continuing with you separately. You know, separately. She does her thing, and I do mine, and we're constantly tweaking it. So
now, also, she's got her sex drive back.
Yes, and she got her sex drive back. Yes,
and she got engaged.
She's telling you, listen,
we're so happy.
She's not married yet. What's that?
I said we're very happy.
Yes, very happy, yes.
Now, I have to tell you, in medical school, they told us, women's sex drive, forget it. There's nothing that can restore a woman's sex drive. They said, if we could only figure out what it would be.
Yeah.
So with your daughter then, she had not had a period for over a year. Now, medically speaking, that's called menopause, so that would be early menopause. And so the treatment for that would be a lot of cancer-causing hormones. And it would restore her period, but never her fertility. In other
That's
words...
That's what a lot of her friends have. Her friends, they normally put you on the pill for that now, right?
They put you on the pill for that, and all the pill does is restore bleeding. But obviously, it's a birth control pill, so it's not going to restore fertility.
Correct.
Right. And so she's actually been measuring her ovulation and has had some ovulations.
Yes, every month she ovulates now.
So
yes.
That's huge. That's a huge thing to actually get not only get your period back, but get your fertility back with it. And of course, she asked me, okay, great, I have a period, I'm ovulating, does that mean I'm fertile? I said, no. The only thing it means you're fertile is when you give birth to a baby. That's the only way we know.
Yes.
There's right. No other way to know. I mean, you know, as doctors, you know, we're trained, of course, to lie to people. But the truth of the matter is, there's only one way to know, and that's to simply become pregnant and have a baby. So that's a huge thing, because now, you know, this means grandchildren for you, or more grandchildren.
Yes. Yes.
Right. So let's go check. It's 8:05 now, which is our question answer time usually. So our call-in number is 313. I'm sorry. Well, whatever it is. Let me have an engineer tell me the number. I think it's 800-313-9443. That's it. 800-313-9443. All right. And so let's take a look in our chat room, which has been absolutely popping with questions. Not all of them on topic. All right. Okay. There's a lot of comments. Okay, when will office hours happen next? Office hours next will be September 8th. Oh, Dr. Daniels, one might be forced to purchase health insurance, but there's nobody with a gun to your head making you use it. And actually, that's not exactly the case. So now, if you have health insurance and you come before a judge in a court of law, that judge can actually sentence you to medical therapy because it's covered by your insurance, because you have the capacity to pay for it. Prior to Obamacare, if a person did not have insurance, the judge could not sentence that person to medical care as a sentence. So in other words, you couldn't sentence the person to treatment, to sign up for treatment that they would have to pay for out of pocket. You couldn't sentence a person to psychiatric care. You could not give medical therapy as part of your sentence that was not in your armamentarium for two reasons. One, you didn't have you could find somebody, but you can't tell them to spend your money on this or that. But the second thing is you cannot command a hospital or medical facility to provide care at no charge. And so because the judge didn't have the ability to provide the care at no charge and the individual didn't have insurance, there could be no coercion. But now that people all have insurance, this is the foundation for coercion. And that's exactly the reason for it. And so this is why it's so important for people to do whatever they can to avoid having insurance. One, the insurance is deadly anyway. And two, the medical care is deadly anyway. But two, you can be forced by a court of law to receive medical therapy if you have insurance. And so that's very important. Back in answer, the blood pressure guideline has been changed to 159 over 95. The blood pressure guidelines change all the time. The latest ones are actually 120 over 80, of all things. Oh, and this one is for you, Kristen. Let me get this. Oh. Okay. This is a great guest, Dr. Daniels. Thank you for having her on. So.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for coming. All right. And let's see. Questions. Everyone here has got lots of comments. Okay. All right. Now, one thing we talked about, because I'm going through these questions, and everyone's got tons of comments. I've had a frozen shoulder for 5 years now and had nasty cortisone with no results. Can sauerkraut juice still assist after that length of time? Yes. Yes. I've had people who had frozen shoulders for really decades, and they take sauerkraut juice, and it helps. Of course, obviously, you have to, the sauerkraut juice simply dissolves the stuff that's freezing your shoulder. You definitely have to poop at least three times a day to get the stuff out. So definitely check out some Vitality capsules while you're at it. Okay, here's a question. Out here in the middle of nowhere, Utopia, someone asked me, what if you have an emergency? And I said I was not having any. Can you give me some help with this? Yes. Okay. So the answer, what if you have an emergency, is you'll handle it. And that's exactly what you do. You'll handle it. So that's why I have the program, Healers in Panama, which is September 9th. And I have 5 more spaces left where people can come and learn to do what I do. They learn how to handle emergencies if they occur, whether it's a heart attack, stroke, broken bone, hemorrhage. I teach you how to handle emergencies right there on the spot at home in less time than it takes the ambulance to arrive. Then I teach you also how to prevent emergencies. Then I also teach you what I go through in terms of analyzing the form I have people fill out. So what information am I asking for? Why do I ask for it? How do I use it? And how do I piece together what is really going on with the person. And so at the end of the 7-day retreat here in Panama, you will know exactly what to do, and you will be ready to handle any emergency in your home and even help other people. So it's not that you won't have any emergency because, you know, life happens, but you'll be able to handle it. Okay, Dr. Daniels, isn't it hard for doctors to be attentive, especially when they have 40 patients a day and if they don't really know what's going on? And do you think doctors are really trying to protect themselves from lawsuits and not take risks? Okay, so the answer is no. I think this lawsuit thing is way overplayed. It's just a knee-jerk reaction. It's something we doctors are told to say to people, and it's our excuse for ordering excessive tests, prescribing excessive drugs, and lining the pockets of, you know, drug companies and medical device companies. And as you're seeing 30 to 40 patients a day, a lot of doctors now are employees, and so they don't have control over their patient load. When I was in practice, I would limit myself to 20 patients a day or less. And most days, it was like 15. And that way, I could give each person as much time as they needed. But when you're working for someone else, you can't do that. That's another thing the Obamacare plan has done, is it has created so much paperwork and so many penalties for not completing the paperwork that a doctor who's self-employed is not able to keep up with it. A lot of things in medicine were starting to be computerized as of even 1990. Things were getting computerized. But as a younger doctor, I was up on computers. I'd studied computers. I knew how to automate things. And so I literally automated what would have been 3 employees in my office. The computers did all of that work for me for about $3,000 a year. But towards the end of my practice time, 1998, the government was issuing more computerization requirements, but not releasing the software that a programmer would need to build a system for me that was compatible with what the government wanted. In other words, if the government says you need to send in computerized claims, let's say, they need to release their computer specs or software specs so that my programmer can write a program to dovetail with what they want to have happen. Okay, so they refuse to release that information to anyone but the big computer houses who were selling these software programs to doctors for incredibly atrocious prices. And so what doctors who were in private practice had to do was just not comply, suffer the penalty, or pay these huge computer fees. And many doctors had done what I'd done, which was simply to buy some inexpensive, unofficial software that just does the job. And so the last, 1998, 99, just as I was leaving practice, the government was really clamping down on that and not giving private doctors the information they needed to basically remain in compliance with the law and self-employed. And so Obamacare is just the last straw, and it has resulted in a lot of doctors going out of business, private doctors or solo practice doctors.
We have some callers, if you didn't see that.
Oh, I didn't. Thank you. All right, we've got some callers. Oh, gosh, we have callers. Okay, Dan in Texas. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Doc. Briefly, last May, I was visiting a relative, and he tells me he has to go to the doctor and get his nose cauterized, mm-hmm. apparently from excessive nosebleeds. Mm-hmm. Then recently, an uncle of mine who's been going through cancer treatment for the prostate over the last 12 months mm-hmm. was having the problem with excessive bleeding anally, and he just this week went through this process of cauterizing. What exactly are they doing, and what's the benefit harm analysis on cauterizing?
So when you take an egg and you break it into a frying pan and it goes splat, sizzle, and turns white, that's cauterizing. So they're actually frying the blood vessel and clotting the blood by frying it.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously the clot's got to go somewhere, and it interferes with circulation. So the cautery never gets at the underlying cause of the bleeding. So with the nosebleed, for example, and the cautery, we can expect that he's going to have more nosebleeds. And in my medical practice, I was absolutely shocked. I was appalled at my patients with these horrific nosebleeds. And I'd say, oh, no problem, go to ENT, they're going to save you. Oh, my God. So ENT would cauterize it, they'd do surgery, and 3 months later, another big spout of blood. I mean, it's just like a fountain of blood everywhere. All right, and I said, you know, of course, I got the phone calls. I said, wait, we got to put a stop to this. We have got to stop this. And so what I did, first of all, I stopped sending anyone to the ENT because it wasn't going to solve my problem. I wasn't going to get any sleep at night. So I took everyone off their dairy and put them on a neti pot. Boom. No more nosebleeds. So that's what I did for the nosebleeds. This prostate cancer guy, he's probably getting a therapy that's causing this. And that's a whole other matter.
Yeah, they're telling him it's radiation.
Yes, it's a complication of radiation. And so he's just going to keep getting cauterized and cauterized and cauterized. There's nothing, this is not going to get better.
Is there any real benefit to it?
It might minimize immediate blood loss.
All right. I was just curious, Doc.
Okay, all right. Thanks for calling, Dan. We have Cesar in New York. Cesar?
Dr. Daniels, how are you today, Dr. Daniels?
Pretty good.
Well, that's good to hear. The lady you had on, she said a lot, but she didn't say what it took to heal her.
It took a lot.
So yes. What did she have? She had a nutritional deficiency, because we know that cancer is a nutritional deficiency of the autonomic nervous system. The body doesn't have the proper molecular lumber yard, so it breaks down into a domino effect. So she said she had, I believe, a breast removed or...
Right, so the breast cancer was not really breast cancer. It was a deception. It was a lie. So she actually was healthy, and they classified her as having breast cancer and took the breast off. So what she did have was an autoimmune problem. And so that was basically handled with diet, cleansing, supplementation, and killing and getting rid of the parasites.
And the parasites, meaning that she had them where, in her intestine?
Everywhere. Again, I don't do any testing, so I don't get that. I practice now in New York, and when I was in New York, we were prohibited from doing any parasite testing at all.
And I have done parasite cleansing.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry,
where
I can do parasite tests.
Where did originally from?
I did stool tests from it, and it came out positive, and that's very rare, from my understanding, right? Because I did do parasite, I did do stool tests, and it was level 4, which was the highest.
Yes,
I
that's very unusual. Now, was your were your parasite tests sent out of New York State to like Great Smokies or someplace else?
Yes. Yes.
Exactly.
Exactly.
So it's against the law to do that parasite testing in New York State.
Correct. Correct. Yeah. I had to bring it to, I think, I believe I sent it out of Connecticut.
Exactly. It's illegal for you to mail it from New York.
Right.
Okay, we'll be back in a bit after this.
No, please don't go.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts...
Hi, this is Dr. Dano, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Dano. Okay, we're doing questions, and we have Pat in Fort Worth. Hi, Pat.
Well, he asked you questions. I wanted to know because, see, I'm a medical technologist, and I used to find parasites on people. And one little boy, they couldn't understand what was wrong with his heart, and he had a parasite that was getting in his heart. And
uh-huh.
I think
that's
he
right.
died by that time. But can't you tell that in the blood, the eosinophil count is kind of high?
Again, that's indirect. It doesn't identify the actual parasite. You can have a high
eosinophil
count. If you have asthma or something, so it's
right,
it's not specific.
Right, I know. Specific. So didn't they try to? Yeah right. Get kind of allergens. Well, I want to ask you a question. When they do a colonoscopy, which they say you should do if you're young enough, they're looking for cancer. But really, does a parasite interfere with a colonoscopy? Or if you had parasites, make them think it was something else?
No, there's a lot of things wrong with the colonoscopy. The colonoscopy actually doesn't detect parasites at all because they have.
Well, I know it won't detect them, but if you had enough of them, would they think it? They wouldn't know what it was.
Well, no,
they might say you had a
tumor. Pretty harsh enemas before the colonoscopy, so they have you take magnesium citrate, drink the whole bottle, and you literally poop all night long, like 20 times, and they have you drink lots of water, and they're flushing, and I actually have a email I write to my list explaining them. The only benefit of the colonoscopy is the prep you do in advance where you flush everything out of your colon, you might as well just flush your colon and skip the colonoscopy. The colonoscopy has a lot of problems, though. You know, they don't clean them between patients. That's one problem. And so you're likely to leave with a parasite that you didn't already have.
Well, can you get it from the water? Because Fort Worth every year is reported they had a reportable amount of parasites in our public water, and God told me not to drink it. So I have a big Berkey, and that's a lot of trouble. But if you did that, if you didn't drink the city water, you just use, you know, cook the filter water for cooking everything. Don't you lose some minerals you need to put back in from a Berkey water filter?
No, Berkey is different. Berkey is more more alkaline, but I recommend either distilled or reverse osmosis and then take a trace mineral supplement.
Okay. All right. I'll let you go. Thank you very much.
All right. Bye. You're welcome, Pat. Thanks for calling. All right. Okay. Those are all the callers. Let's get back here to the chat room. Okay. All right, so the chat room people are making plans to escape the country. Okay. Caller. All right, Dr. Daniels, another doctor online who's a natural healer says he's working on a vaccine for Zika. A caller called in to say that Zika was a fraud. And the natural healing doctor said that he did not listen to your show. Okay. This is really an excellent example. And this is a lot of what, Kristen, of what you experienced, which is simply that natural healers would piggyback onto a fraud or a inaccurate medical theory or definition of the medical industrial complex. So the person says, "Oh, okay, we're gonna say yes, you have Hashimoto's. Yes, it's your thyroid. Yes, it's your immune system. Yes, it's working against you, and we're gonna naturally control your immune system. When actually, your immune system has nothing wrong with it. You know, it's working just fine.
It's the toxins.
Exactly, and so it's your immune system handling the toxins." And your immune system is not hallucinating. It's not making any mistakes. The toxins actually really are there.
Yes.
And this is a huge, huge problem with natural healing. For example, there are natural healers who are saying that they're going to cure DCIS. Well, that's like curing a good disposition or something. You know, there's not a disease there to be cured. But instead, you piggyback onto the hysteria that the person has about the fake disease. Okay, we'll be back in a bit. I'll break the commercial.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time.
If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it?
That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Give such delight.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and this is Healing with Dr. Daniels, and it is Sunday, August 21st, and today's show is free at last. Okay, Kristen, we have some questions for you in the chat room. It says, Kristen, how long did you work on your parasites?
I guess I started the chlorine dioxide was the first step in it, so it's been going, I guess I started that, it's probably over a year now. I did chlorine dioxide for about 4 or 5 months, and I stopped. And then now I'm doing the turpentine. And there's definitely a the parasite to me was learning about them was kind of interesting. But when I started with Dr. Daniels, she explained to me that there is a life cycle of a parasite, and so absolutely 100% positive is because when I started with the chlorine dioxide to now. We're into the babies. We're into the children, I think. They do get smaller, and I've been working on it for probably, like I said, aggressively, probably with the chlorine dioxide for 4 months, and then with Dr. Daniels, I've been doing the turpentine since December.
So there's a little bit of a break there. I think the break was probably from September to December, where I wasn't doing any parasite cleansing, and now it's been since December of this year, and they're very small.
Okay, so the question was, so someone says, how long from the time you met Dr. Dennis to the time your health completely changed for you?
I would say almost immediately. When I first started working with you, the diet was so wrong that we were doing that we were really feeling very sick. So immediately when you changed the diet for us, we started feeling better very, very quickly. We came with a long, long list of things that were wrong that needed to be addressed. So as far as how long I started to feel better, I mean, there were things that got better immediately, then there were things that have come up along the way that we've just addressed as soon as they came up. So, but December is when I started, and here I am at, almost at the end of August, and a world of difference in how I feel.
Yeah, I think, and that's another thing, is a lot of people don't even realize everything they're doing wrong. Like, a lot of the things that you were doing, especially eating, I mean, you thought that this was great. These were, stuff from the health food store. It was recommended. Maybe you'd even read stuff about the health benefits of it. And, that's, I think, the biggest danger that people face. They leave the medical industrial complex, and then what they're turning to is a bunch of sponsored advertisements that are dressed up as health advice.
Yeah, one thing I want to say to your listeners, one of the things that I've always had trouble with is, I guess because of the leaky gut, most things that I ate, my daughter has the same issue. Hers is probably worse than mine, but, I just couldn't eat certain foods without just feeling very sick. And that's one way I kind of know that my healing journey is with progress, because when I went away, I wasn't as strict. I didn't have farm fresh food. I didn't eat like I would normally eat at home. I went away for 10 days and didn't eat terrible. I mean, of course, I still follow a healthy diet, but I did stray off of that in the 10 days that I was on vacation, and not once did I feel sick. Not once. I ate things I don't normally eat, and I felt fine, which was to me was a big milestone, because I normally would not be able to eat anything like that without feeling sick. I wouldn't be able to drink a glass of wine, and I don't drink a lot. But when I was on this cruise, there was maybe, I think, two or three nights on the boat, I would have a glass of wine with dinner, and that would normally make me very sick, and it didn't. So that's how I know that my liver is getting better and that my gut was getting healthier, because both of them did not bother me at all.
That is really, that's really key. And for me, when I first started working with people naturally back in the 90s, I was very discouraged, because I would work with people, and like you, they would change their diet, they would feel great, things were going awesome, then they would go off their diet for not even half a day, and they would just crash. And I was just very discouraged, and it was when I discovered turpentine that I was able to move people past that, where they could actually return to the level of health they had before they were even sick. And that
was
for me,
that was a question I asked you from the very beginning. I said, Dr. Daniels, I like to eat healthy. I do shop at the farmers market to get my food, and I do eat healthy. But I did say to you, Dr. Daniels, is there going to be a point where I like to eat this way? But if I have a friend from out of town, or I want to go out on Saturday nights and socialize, is this the way I have to eat the rest of my life? And you had said to me, no, I'm all in agreement for a cheat meal once a week. I'm all in agreement. You know what? If you want to go out and have that cheeseburger, that I find that that's okay, as long as you feel that you're okay with that. And, I do find that to be so now. I do find that, I don't have a cheat meal unless I have a reason to. But if I do have a cheat meal, I am absolutely fine, which is something that I never was able to do. I was getting worse, especially once I had the diagnosis of Hashimoto's. The minute I would eat something off, all my lymphs would swell. My body would just, say, I don't want that. And I'm not feeling that at all anymore.
Yeah, and that's the key. It's to really return your body back to, the medical term is a pre-morbid condition. So in other words, return your body back to the way it was before you were sick. So your the least little thing doesn't throw you off. And that, for me, was just the biggest exciting thing about turpentine, was once I introduced, well, the vitality capsules as well. That was huge. Actually, I needed the vitality capsules to even get them to the point where they were healthy, and then the turpentine kept them healthy. In between, of course, obviously you have to cleanse and this and that, but the problem with your regular just juice or fast or change your diet is it works, but it works like a splint. It works almost temporarily, and then when you go off the diet, all heck breaks loose. And so it's, the turpentine plus the vitality capsules has made it for me where I can actually get people lasting results.
But the gut stays healed.
Yes. Okay, another question we have. So this is for you. Kristen, did you do a liver cleanse with oil, lemon, and Epsom salts?
No, I've never done that. Part of the reason I ever did that was when I would research it on the Cure Zone or wherever these different websites I would go on, I would find, you know, maybe 1 out of 10 people that would give up this long thing about how they ended up in the emergency room because they were so sick. And so I was afraid of it because I didn't have the guidance. I mean, at this point, it's a good question because if Dr. Daniels told me to do it, I would trust her to know that if I did it and things didn't work out as planned or that I would, you know, that something was scary for me, that I have her to guide me. But I didn't do it previous to this because I didn't have someone to guide me, and I did read about people that had bad experiences and ended up in the hospital. And I was always a little cautious about those types of therapies because I didn't want to take that chance.
All right. The other thing I'll say to that is a person who pioneered, popularized the liver flush, Andrea Moritz, died at age 44 of a mysterious illness that his family does not want to reveal. And so you have to kind of take a second look at something devoutly practiced by someone who, you know, had the misfortune of dying so young of natural causes. And I have not recommended liver flush because I believe it's extremely drastic and in most cases unnecessary. The other problem with liver flush is if a person is normal weight or underweight, which is what you are, normal weight, a liver flush can be a difficult thing because a person can lose as much as 30 pounds doing a liver flush. And so I don't recommend a liver flush for people who are normal weight or underweight. And I'm actually recommending it less and less and less at all. Because if you do one liver flush, then your body says, hey, that was really cool. I'm going to flush this liver again in a month. And in a month, maybe you haven't softened your stones and done all the preparation. Then you have this hard stone with rough edges trying to go through the common bile duct. It gets stuck. Person goes to the emergency room because they're in pain, and then the doctor says, let's do an emergency gallbladder removal. And so since we're really, our bottom line here is to heal and avoid the emergency room and hospital, I don't recommend it.
But you do recommend, I will say to that, you do recommend, we have done a lot of liver support things, the milk,
exactly.
Tea, and there are many things that we've done, and there are sometimes that there has been some at a point during my working with Dr. Daniels that the liver herb that I was taking was causing me to cleanse too fast and had caused a couple of issues. So we've switched things up on occasion, and then we've gone back and revisited it. So that's where you come in again, as I tell your listeners that, you know, you're amazing for that because there's a time where I said, uh-oh, I'm taking this and, you know, it's giving me this, this, and this symptom, and then we switch it up.
Yeah. What's the question? Yeah, so that's important that a lot of things depend on the condition of your body, and the condition of your body changes, and so the supplements that you use have to change.
Correct.
Okay, so everybody wants to know, Kristen, what do you have for breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
Oh, okay. Dr. Daniels has me doing, I wake up in the morning and I have a smoothie, which has parsley, cilantro usually, and then I do 2 tablespoons of chia seeds, and I use the gelatin, and seasonal fruit, if
depending on the season. So right now we've got some nice seasonal berries, which I get at my farmer's market, and I'll put that in. That's breakfast, and it depends on whether or not I'm doing – we've been tweaking things here and there, but I'll either do oatmeal with lots of spices, berries and fruit – I'm sorry, spices, and then we do berries. And then lunch, I don't usually do a lunch. Then early dinner is usually – I don't do a lunch, so the early dinner is usually vegetables, meat once or twice a week, and brown rice and quinoa. So we have that, you know, it's a lot of spices, and Dr. Daniels kind of guides me along, but it depends on what's going on in my life and whether or not I'm using meat or not.
Right, and also the spices are healing. So I actually prescribe spices depending on what a person needs or what, you know, what's going on.
Correct, correct.
All right. So does Kristen take any supplements? Question.
Yes, I'm taking, Dr. Daniels has that, and I believe it's in your Candida report, isn't that?
Yes.
The typical supplements, that's the B-complex, the vitamin C, the vitamin A, E, is that selenium for the thyroid, iron, and I do take iron myself for my anemia issue. Oh, and I take the Shilajit as well.
Yes.
So those,
our
I think
favorite.
That covers all the bases. Yeah.
Yep.
And then,
right.
Of course, the turpentine.
Yes. Okay, so this one says, this is a comment. Keep in mind, Kristen was not only healing from the issue she had, she was also healing from all the treatment she received from all the different doctors she saw.
Yes, this is true, but I feel that it's part of, you know, it was part of the journey. I mean, what brought me to Dr. Daniels was each different therapy that either failed or, you know, kind of brought me along the way. So there were different doctors. Again, the one doctor that got me onto the whole gut therapy, you know, taught me, okay, I have to do some work on the gut. And maybe the next person, that was the clay, and then the next person was the CD. So it's a journey. It's a journey. I can't get frustrated by that. And I did learn a lot along the way. And learning along the way gives you the confidence when Dr. Daniels says, you know what, you have to drink paint thinner, so to speak. You know, you're not afraid anymore because you're like, it doesn't sound so out there anymore. There's so many therapies out there. And when you really get to something, you start to realize it's not, you know, there's a scare tactic. People are trying to scare you. And that's why they're telling you that these things are dangerous. So, it's a path, it's a journey, and I looked at it that way. To look at it negatively, I think I learned a little bit along the way. So,
I think what they were saying was that you had a lot more to overcome. That you had to overcome not only your illness, but you actually had to overcome all the therapies and interventions. And so, they're actually giving you, I think, more praise for having done so much.
Oh yeah, yeah. When I meet people along the way, and they'll say to me, you know, well, what have you done? I just say, well, I've pretty much done everything. So if you want to ask me a question, I've tried it, and I can tell you why it did or didn't work. I can give you pretty much, I actually baffled myself when people ask me questions about health and what they've done. I'll say, yep, done that. Nope, didn't work. You could try it, but I can tell you it doesn't work. You know, so, yeah, I've tried a lot. And that's why I did say previously that, you know, I some of the practitioners I would go to, I found myself telling them things they were like that they had never heard of. And I'm thinking to myself, you didn't hear of that? You don't know what that is? So there was knowledge I was getting to. Yes, that's true.
Yeah, and I'll also tell you what happened to me, because, you know, I'm working on the internet, and, you know, I try and work with marketers from time to time to help me get the message out. And so one marketer said to me, Dr. Daniels, stop. Stop. Right now, stop. Don't study another thing. Don't learn another thing. Don't read another thing. Just sell what you already know.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah. That's stupid.
Yeah.
How can I help anybody, you know? How can I help anybody if I don't continue to educate myself? But that's the pressure that a lot of practitioners are under. You know, they get this kind of advice, and they just have to have the wisdom to say, well, we're not doing that. Or to fire the marketer who's advising them.
Right.
Yeah, so that's what I did. I fired my marketer.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, I fired my marketer and kept the... And kept making sure that I studied and kept up with things. Okay, let's see, what else? So what advice would you give people who are kind of on the fence about their health or confused, don't know what to do? What would you say?
I would say it's a difficult road to navigate unless you really know what you're doing. I mean, again, as I said, you know, you really need to, there's not just one thing. I couldn't tell one person, oh, you need to do parasite cleansing or you need to just change your diet. It's kind of multifaceted. So, I know with Dr. Daniels, I mean, there's been points where she, you know, every time I would consult with you, okay, you know, we're doing one thing with the diet, and I would always open it up and say, okay, Dr. Daniels, you know, remember, I'm doing this, and this with the diet, I'm doing this with the TERP, and then you would say, okay, I want you to maybe do some deep breathing this time, so you taught me about deep breathing and how to use the different tools, and then you would, and I told you, like, oh, well, I'm exercising, and I walk my dogs every day, and you say, okay, well, when you walk your dogs, do a sprint, you know, try sprinting every day, so there's all these different things that you'd come to me with, and I would learn, and I would try it, and I would see whether that was working for that week or that was working for that ailment that I was having at that moment. So, you know, with health, I don't think that there's any one answer to what we're trying to solve, and I think that everything that there's so many different things, and I think that you need to learn that, you know, and that's where you help people, where you guide people. I mean, your radio shows are also incredible as well, but there's so much to learn. And not it be one thing. I guess that makes sense.
Okay, thank you. We'll be back after the commercial.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Baiano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hi, This is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Okay, Kristen, wow, tons of questions here. So it says, Kristen, do you feel like you're focusing on your treatment 24/7?
No, definitely not. That's what Dr. Daniels made it easier for me, because the diet, she told me the diet, and other than that, you know, everything, you know, taking the terpenes, you know, you just kind of get into a routine. So I don't think it's like you're focusing on it as much. It's just that you're getting into a routine, and you know everything you're doing is getting you to a better place, so you just do it with ease. When you don't feel good, I think it's worse. I think when you're feeling sick, you're constantly wondering what you could do to get better. And I think when you start to feel healthier, you stop focusing on it as much because you feel better and you just know you're in a better place. So no, I don't.
Right.
Think
and tonight you had a big party, right? You had to fit me in around a party.
Yeah, my daughter got engaged this morning, so you know, since 8:30 this morning, we were having people in and out and having all kinds of fun things going on. So. Again, and this is something that part of my life that was starting to get pretty scary because I wasn't sure how I was going to feel each day. And now I feel confident every day that I'm feeling good. And I know, and I have tools. If I don't feel as good, I have the tools and the resources to tweak it so I do feel better.
Okay.
And that doesn't make you feel as worried about it, I guess you could say.
Right, so now you can do things like plan a party or plan to go somewhere or plan to do something and actually go do stuff.
Correct.
All right, so that's really cool. One thing people ask, how often do you take turpentine?
In the very beginning, I was taking it twice a week, and we've moved that therapy that I do take it every day. But I take a half a teaspoon, not a full teaspoon, but I take it every day. I guess it's part, I know you wrote your Candida Cleaner, but it is something that actually helps you feel better. People don't really understand that, Dr. Downs, I'm sure you'll agree. I guess it lowers the inflammation, I would assume, or helps to assist the toxicity out. So my daughter and I both feel the same way. We notice a huge difference if we don't take it. So we need it every day at this point.
Okay, so the turpentine does a few things. First thing it does is it stuns the parasites. So now your immune system can easily sort through the good guys and bad guys. Keep the good guys, dump the bad guys. The next thing that turpentine does is it makes the parasites, the bad guys, want to leave. And so they're actually moving towards the exit, and your immune system simply has to guide them. It's like, okay, you go to the left, you go to the right, and the parasites become very obedient. And the third thing is turpentine has actually been shown to repair cell membranes. So if you have a cell that is about to die, the turpentine can actually repair that cell so that it lives and starts to function. And that's why people actually get better within seconds of taking turpentine. So they'll take it and they'll start feeling immediately better. And they'll say, oh my God, how could that happen? And because it works on all these different levels.
Yeah, and I can attest to that. It definitely makes you feel good.
Yeah, the other thing is, so the stage at which you're at now is you feel fine, but your body's still doing a lot of work and healing, and you're feeling fine. But
yes,
because it's doing a lot of work, the turpentine is helping it with that work. So it's like, let's say it would take 100 units of work for your immune system to do what it's doing now. With the turpentine, it only needs 10 units of work. Of energy to get the same job done. And what that means is that now you have energy to heal and energy to live your life. That is
yes,
it.
For sure.
We're done for the night. The show is over. Thank you so much, Kristen. Thank you for coming. And to our listeners.
Thank you for having me. I'm
welcome.
More than happy. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Think happens, and we'll see you next week.
Dreaming, yeah. Then once again, you said you would come and dance with me. Dance with me across the sea. We can feel the motion.
IRA and 401k account holders. Are you crossing your fingers for the stock market to continue its bull run? Or hoping for a miracle to pay off our $19 trillion national debt? American Bullion wants you to think for a moment. If we go through another significant stock market correction and things begin to unravel, you could suffer some serious losses. On the other hand, gold is a proven long-term asset that could hedge and protect your retirement accounts from getting washed away. Call American Bullion now and let them show you how easy it is to transfer your existing IRA or roll over your 401k into a gold IRA. American Bullion has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is a leader in gold IRAs. With just one call, their experts can explain everything there is to know and get you started with a free gold IRA guide. Call 1-800-545-2525. Save your retirement. Call American Bullion now at 1-800-545-2525. That's 1-800-545-2525.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.